This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Gunmen have attacked a major Shiite holy site in Iran, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens. Wednesday's attack came as thousands of protesters elsewhere in Iran marked a symbolic 40 days since a woman's death in custody ignited the biggest anti-government movement in over a decade. State TV blamed the attack on Sunni Muslim extremists who have targeted the country's Shiite majority in the past. It appeared to be unrelated to the demonstrations. The official website of the judiciary says two gunmen were arrested and a third is on the run after the attack on the Shah Shirak Mosque, the second holiest site in Iran. The Islamic State group late Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin has overseen drills of Russia's nuclear forces, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Putin's monitored the country's multiple practice launches of ballistic and cruise missiles in a show of force amid the heightened tensions with the West over the conflict in Ukraine. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the drills are intended to simulate a massive nuclear strike by Russia in retaliation for a nuclear attack on Russia. The maneuvers followed Putin's warning about his readiness to use all means available to fend off attacks on Russia's territory in a clear reference to the country's nuclear arsenal. As a part of the exercise, Tu-95 bombers also launched cruise missiles at practice targets. I'm Charles Ledesma.
NATO is carrying out its own long-planned annual nuclear exercises in northwestern Europe. On the battlefront, Russian forces targeted more than 40 villages in Ukraine. The Los Angeles City Council formally rebuked two members and its former president for their involvement in a racism scandal that has shaken public faith in a city hall. This is VOA News. Wednesday's 12-0 vote to censure former Council President Nuri Martinez and Councilman Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon represented the strongest steps the Council can take to publicly reprimand the three for their participation in a secretly recorded 2021 meeting laced with crude, bigoted comments. The three Latino Democrats were heard scheming to protect their political clout in the redrawing of Council districts at the expense of blacks and renters. Martinez resigned shortly after the release of the tape earlier this month. Rishi Sunak, who is of Indian heritage, has become Britain's first non-white prime minister. As Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London, some in Britain are comparing it to the election of Barack Obama as the first black U.S. president.
Rishi Sunak is the first British Asian to lead the country, a milestone welcomed by all sides of the House at Prime Minister's questions Wednesday. Keir Starmer is leader of the opposition Labour Party.
It's a reminder that for all the challenges we face as a country, Britain is a place where people of all races and all beliefs can fulfil their dreams.
Some have described this as Britain's Obama moment. Analyst Anand Menon, a professor of politics at King's College London, who, like Sunak, is of Indian heritage, rejects the comparison.
Because of the way Sunak was elected, he was chosen by MPs as a leader of a party. Barack Obama gained a personal mandate from the American people by being elected president.
It is, nevertheless, a significant moment. Again, Professor Anand Menon.
That you see someone who is of South Asian heritage, who is a practicing Hindu, having the highest political office in the land, that matters.
Rishi Sunak's term in office may not be so prolonged, with at most 2 years until the next election. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Germany set out plans on Wednesday to legalize cannabis, a move Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government said would make Germany one of the first countries in Europe to do so. The coalition government struck an agreement last year to introduce legislation during its four-year term to allow the controlled distribution of cannabis in licensed shops. Health Minister Karl Lauterbach did not give a timeline for the plan. Many countries of the region have already legalized cannabis for limited medicinal purposes, including Germany, since 2017. Recapping our top story, gunmen have attacked a major Shiite holy site in Iran, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens of others. Wednesday's attack came as thousands of protesters elsewhere in Iran marked a symbolic 40 days since a woman's death in custody ignited the biggest anti-government movement in over a decade. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.